Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Mini Babe Bell Light. Perfect for when you want to satisfy your cravings without compromising on taste. High in protein and 47% less fat than Mini Babe Bell Original, Mini Babe Bell Light is the ultimate snack to add to your new routine in 2023. Start your new year the right way with Mini Babe Bell Light. Hey.
Welcome back. It's another Thursday. I just like breathed on the mic if you didn't hear that. I heard it, that's for sure. What's up? I winked in the camera just in case you guys didn't see that.
That is Sydney singing our own Straight Candid podcast intro. It's so fun to try to sing along because she's so like, But not going to lie, it is not us.
I have nodes on my vocal cords. That'll never be me. I can do a better impression of like John Mayer or maybe like Steven Tyler. My sister always said I looked like Steven Tyler growing up, which was, I don't know if that was a rude thing or a compliment, but I don't know. I don't really care.
I would say it's rude.
Is it? Yeah. She meant it in a mean way, I know, but I tried to be like, no, that's a good thing. Like, God damn it.
Yeah. We've just got a few questions. You know, people are like, so like who sings the intro? They thought it, you know, was Sid and I, but unfortunately,
no,
that was our attempt. So
honey bunches of oats. That ain't me. That ain't us. I'm sorry. We sound like broken. We're like, ew.
All right, you guys, welcome. It is another Thirsty Thursday.
We're so excited.
Here to record, here to give you all the knowledge on health and fitness and journeys and healthy habit tips, etc. So we're going to get into it right away because I think we have a good amount to say about this
topic. This was one that a lot of people requested, actually. A lot of people wrote in. They want to hear from us, like, what are our routines? What does our fitness journey look like? Just X, Y, and Z, whether it's food related, whether it's lifting, whether whatever it is, we're going to try to hit them all. And likely we're going to have to make like four more. So what we get to here is what don't worry, that won't be the end of it.
I remember when we first posted about our podcast and we're like, what do you want us to talk about? So many people were like, health and fitness, diets, fad diets. What do you do at the gym? You know, like
tips and tricks.
Yeah. So me and Sid are both very, very invested and passionate about health and fitness. So we're giving you all the deets. It's going to have some similarities to conversation that we had with Vanessa on episode 9.
Yeah, we won't go into detail about like what we've already covered, but it's got to be just mentioned due to our fitness backgrounds. You know what I mean?
Our and journeys like, to the end. My journey to a certain extent has similarities. So I'll probably mention that a little bit. We're going to focus mostly on, you know, ways to be better anyways. So.
Exactly. Hold on. Before we get started in that, we need our hashtag straight candid moments, people.
Oh, this is
Sophie.
Honestly, this is my favorite part of our episode.
Me too. I have something funny to tell you, so I'm really excited.
Do you want to go first? You want me to?
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
She's excited. Okay.
When you get a little giddy, you ask a question just so you can answer it. If you want me to go first.
You're like, do you want me to go first? You're like, oh yeah, sure.
Do you have that friend ever who like will be like, well, you guys, like if you had babies, like what would your baby's name be? For me personally, I would name them. And you're like, dude, you asked that question because you had an answer in mind.
Or like, oh my God, what'd you do last night? It was like a Wednesday. I'm like, I don't know, like watch Netflix
alone. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, cool. And then they wait for you to ask me like, oh yeah. So I went to like this rager, like EDM concert. No big deal. I'm like, okay, shut up.
You're like, okay. Brager.
Okay. Now you're like annoyed with me because you've been wanting to talk about straight candid moment. So go.
Literally, I was tense right there because I've been waiting. So I was in my room the other day and, you know, living, you know, uptown in an undisclosed location. I'm not going to tell you, listener, where I am, but I'm somewhere along there. Anyway, I'm in my room and it's a little older home. And, you know, I'm a little clumsy. I'm trying to get my pants on. I like, you know, I'm slipping them on. You know, everybody got to do that little booty jiggle to get them going, you know, the jeans, whatever. Anyway, I fell back a little bit and I bumped my butt cheek on what I thought was the wall. It actually was the window, and my butt went through the window. I have a hole in my room right now.
Was your window
open? My window is shattered. I shattered my window with my rock hard butt cheek. I kid you not.
From trying to get your pants off?
My cheek was clenched so hard that I shattered my window.
What?
Yeah. That is a true story.
Your window is shattered right now.
I swear to God, I'll show you after this. You gonna go look? BRB. It's the right one. Yeah. So basically, I've got a hole in my room right now. It's covered up with a trash bag, but I'll actually post this on social media as my hashtag straight candid moment, because literally I can hear Sophie cackling. She's running back.
No way.
I wasn't kidding. I'm not kidding.
It was literally a trash bag on her entire window.
I told you. And literally, like, oh, yeah. So anyway, that's a whole nother thing I have to deal with this week. But
did you have lotion on your legs and so it was extra hard to get the pants on? Do you ever do that?
I don't know. I probably. Yeah, because I'd rinsed off. Yeah.
Oh, my god.
But anyway.
That sucks.
My butt cheek went through the window. I'm surprised I didn't fall out. I'm on the freaking second floor.
As Molly Hale would say, you're either, what is it? What was it?
A naked window neighbor or a...
No, you're either... You either
are the naked window neighbor or have a naked window neighbor.
And you're definitely the naked window neighbor if your ass cheeks are out the window. Love it.
Oh, man. So do you have a candid moment?
Yes.
Jesus.
I do. And it relates back to last episode with Molly Hale talking about her OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how I was like, girl, do I get a discount code? And I wanted to check it out.
Fair enough.
I've never gone on OnlyFans before. Wanted to see what the hype was, especially because I knew the girl. Like, I thought it would be so cool to just, like, see this stuff.
I know.
I want to see it all. So I was like, okay, waiting for Molly Harold to text me this discount code. It was taking her too long, and I was getting antsy. So there I go on OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, a month. I was like, a month subscription, only $8. I'm going to just buy it. Like, I was like, I was like, I'm going to support her.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
fair,
like,
fair.
I'll support her. I'll get the discount code later if I want it. And so I'm typing in my credit card, doing all the stuff. And it was really a difficult process. Like, I don't know if it's because it's like sketchy or not, or I don't know, but my card kept declining. And I go onto Wells Fargo. And it would not let me purchase from OnlyFans.
Weird. I wonder why.
So I'm like, oh, do I call the bank? And I'm like, hey, like this charge is legitimate. Like, I want to subscribe to OnlyFans. It is for research only. It is for research.
For research.
For my podcast. But like, let me subscribe to Molly Hale's OnlyFans. So it was just really funny. It's like my car was declining. I felt like I was like,
did you ever get in?
And I did end up getting in.
We'll save that for off the mic. And, I want to hear this.
Let's just say, she's hot.
She's doing her thing.
And I think she has some new followers from that podcast.
Good for her.
So you listen to us. I see you guys.
You sneaky little bastards.
And she made a comment on there, like, to all my secret new listeners, because everyone is like nameless. And I'm like, Weird. Those are our listeners.
I got the link. I'm a little too scared. I'm a little nervous
to
click in.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Molly, anyway, we love you.
Molly, we love you. You're amazing. Okay, let's dive right in, because I feel like we got a lot to cover.
Yes,
and
we do.
Like I said, we'll probably have multiple episodes on this, but a lot of people wrote in questions like, we just want to know our health and fitness backgrounds, our tips and tricks, like, to live this balanced lifestyle that quote unquote we live. And by the way, just so everyone is aware, this is just based off what we know, our knowledge. We are not, you know, dietitians, or, you know, I don't have a major in nutrition or, you know, a PD or anything like that. So this is just based on what I've learned over the years and what worked for me and my basic knowledge.
Yes. I was just going to
say. Our basic knowledge.
I was just going to say that little disclaimer too. Like, this does not like replace any consultations that you have with dietitians or medical doctors in any sense. But I will say that my background is in, like, I have a certified personal training degree certification that did have nutrition involved in it. I also studied nutrition in college, and I just got another certification called Precision Nutrition Level 1. So that is my background. When I do give you guys this knowledge, I do have clients. I do give guidance on meals, but since I'm not a registered dietitian, like, legally you cannot be taking like an exact meal plan for personal trainers. So
yeah,
that's kind of like, we definitely have some background knowledge.
We do,
for sure.
For sure.
So what we say, listen up and take the knowledge that you want from it, and do what works for you, because it's all about sustainability.
Yeah. And my background is like more athlete. I'm in the process of finishing my personal training license or certificate or whatever you want to call it. So I've worked with nutritionists and what they told me and what people I know that are nutritionists and, you know, what they shared with me. I don't know how to put it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
no,
we've learned
sense.
All these things and they've worked, but I still can't tell you to do it. So just consult before you do things. Thank you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And, okay, so I'm going to start kind of with...
Yeah, you kick it off.
I'm going to kick it off with my journey and how I became passionate about what I'm doing now in the health field.
Love it.
Here's my story. I'm just like trying to decide how to explain this, really. It's just a really long story, but let's rewind. Obviously, I've always been an athlete, high school, college. I did track and field for a little bit in college, but my freshman year of college, I thought was disordered eating. When talking with Vanessa, maybe it wasn't eating disorder. And I was in track, and my times were not nearly where they were in high school. And I like held the record in high school. Like I was a beast in high school, and I go to I get to college though, and I'm like, why am I not hitting these times? Little do I know, probably because of my disordered eating. I was way too small. I did not have the stamina. I was not eating carbs. Carbs are what fuels your energy. Carbs are what you need to be fast to like actually perform. So anyways, it was a little embarrassing, but yeah, so that was kind of my freshman year of college. I got really thin, was becoming food was and fitness was an obsession. It wasn't a passion yet. And I figured out how to balance my nutrition, et cetera, as the years went on, as I matured a little bit. So what happened to me is I remember going home my freshman year and my dad looked at me and he goes, this is kind of sad, but he looked at me and he's like, you look sick.
Oh no.
And I freaked out and I'm like, oh my God, I do look sick. Like, and I went the other direction for the next couple of years because I was like, I'm too thin. I would like hide my body. I would always wear long sleeves. I didn't want people to see my shoulder bones. It was just like, I'm getting sweaty because it is kind of emotional. Like I just feel so bad for that little girl that I wish I could just like,
I know.
I wish I could have just helped her freshman year and been like, what are you doing? Like, you are fine. Like, I was already naturally small. Like,
yeah, I was going to say your build is already small. So being small for you, that's not
exactly
good.
So I went through some binge eating for a couple years and then found intuitive eating, which Vanessa is a huge fan of. And she talked about that in the previous podcast. And what happened is my body actually naturally leveled out after a while of intuitive eating. And then I would go back and forth. I still continued to binge restrict, exhausting ass cycle. So I found macros. And I'm going to say this now, this method is not for everyone. This conversation might not even be for everyone, depending on where you're at in your healing journey with food. But it helped me, which is why I'm going to talk about it. So macros stands for macronutrients, and a lot of people go through macro counting. So you've probably heard of macro counting when you think of like bodybuilders.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And the girls that like step on stage and they're really lean and they've been eating chicken and broccoli.
And they're tan as
yeah,
a motherfucker.
They're just like orange.
They're just like total spray tanned.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And that is what people think of when they think of macro counting. But for me, at the time, it was not associated with that at all. It was associated. Sorry, I've been drinking LaCroix and I have to burp. That was deep.
When you laugh at your own burp, she's like, oh, sorry. nice for
I
me.
Was like,
anyway, back to the story.
It was at the top of my throat. Okay. Guys, this is candid. Okay. I had a burp.
I appreciate you being honest about it.
We're moving on. So where was I here? So for me, the macro counting was associated with staying sane and like helping my relationship with food. And I was just sick and tired of the obsession of restricting and binging. And that is not normal. Obsessing about food is not normal and it should not become normal because I do feel like in today's society, we focus so much on our looks. And obviously it has to do with a lot of the media consumption as well. But
yep,
we do. So macro counting, the reason why it helped me is because it took away like the deprivation feeling that I had when I would restrict. Any single diet that you go on, if you are restricting, it will bite you in the ass.
I promise you. I promise you it will.
Because you're like, your body is actually restricting nutrients that you need. And your brain, there's a psychological issue with that. You're going to bounce back. And that's what a yo-yo diet is. So macro counting took that away from me because it took away that anxiety and guilt of eating the wrong food. And the only thing that helped me be in the moment was starting to count those macros. I always was thinking about, oh my gosh, like, what am I, like, is this the right food? Is this the wrong food? My mom's birthday is up. Like, this piece of cake's in front of me. I don't want to eat it. Do I eat it? Like,
that's
I
would how have, down to that
yeah.
level.
And I'm like, it's my mom's birthday.
Wow.
Why am I thinking about this piece of cake? Like, so with the macro counting, it was like, oh, like, I knew I was going to have that piece of cake. And I know this sounds like an unhealthy obsession with food and with macros because I am counting macros, but this was used for a time period.
And it taught you that you can eat those things and yes. still hit goals or whatever yes. that goal may be.
That's 100% right.
That's
right.
what you're saying. Yep.
So I was able to like be in the moment, and it also taught me to learn portion sizes and hunger, my own hunger cues. I had lost my hunger cues with all the restricting and binging.
That's tough. Yeah. To not have those.
To not have hunger cues is, it's horrible. So
it guides you.
It taught me to eat 3 meals a day. It let me have a little bit of Oreos instead of thinking like, okay, if I have one Oreo, I'm gonna eat the whole sleeve of Oreos because I didn't allow myself an Oreo Monday through Friday. So now Friday night comes along, I'm gonna have the whole sleeve of Oreos because I restricted a food group during the week.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the background with the reason why I really enjoy macro counting. So even if clients come to me and they have a bit of an unhealthy relationship with food, they come to me because they're interested in trying this, I will have them do it for a time period.
Yep.
Macro count for a little bit. And then the goal is always to transition into eating intuitively. And by now you already have like a basis understanding of how to eat for your goals. It's not necessarily like, I'm going to eat for my goals to get shredded, but I'm going to learn how to live in moderation. And ultimately, that's what it taught me is I can hit goals. I can live in moderation. I don't have to stress
about the moderation.
Moderation mm-hmm. is the key.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of my story and why I'm a big fan of macros. I don't count now. But
I was going to ask you that. That was my next question.
So I don't count anymore. But there are times that, like, let's say I want to like kind of tone up a little bit for something coming up, counting for a couple weeks, I can do that because I can transition back to intuitive eating.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-pack battery kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Or sometimes I'm like, I'm going to check in with myself. Am I even having enough protein during the day? I will just track my protein.
Just for a one-off? You mean like a one-off day?
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going to eat what I ate kind of yesterday and see like what I was eating. And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't realize I wasn't getting in enough protein. Like I've been eating 80 grams and I should be eating 120 grams.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Like I'm going to start up my protein a little bit tomorrow. And then I eat intuitively and just make sure I'm eating more protein.
What would you do if you were trying to up your protein? What kind of food would you eat?
Yeah. So... good question. So protein.
I'm trying to be the advocate. Yeah. Or you know what I mean? Like the, if I was a listener, what would I
love
I
it.
Hear?
I love it. So a lot of people under eat in protein. I guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee if you were to start tracking protein, which is honestly a great first step. If mm-hmm. you want to track anything, I usually just have people start with tracking their protein. It's supposed to be 0.8 times your body weight. So that would equal the grams of protein.
Got
so
it.
If you're 150 pounds. And you times that by 0.8, Andrew's calculating, I think it's 120. He'll check.
He'll make sure.
120 grams of protein. It. So a good way to do that is let's say you eat 4 meals a day, take 120 divided by 4. What's that? 30 grams per meal.
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of like, oh my God, I have to have 120 grams of protein, 40 grams per meal. So maybe breakfast, I love egg whites.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with full eggs. I love full eggs too, but sometimes if you want to save some fat, so you can put some avocado and cheese in there, use egg white, like 3 egg whites, 1 egg. So I love egg whites. I love eggs.
You're the same way as me. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the yolk flavor though.
Oh, I love yolk.
I'm weird about it. Anyway.
Also, Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, is my best friend because it's so versatile. You can use it as sour cream if you keep it plain. If that sounds nasty, I made Andrew shrimp tacos the other night, and he goes, "Oh my God, what kind of sour cream is this?"
Is that how he sounds? Whoa.
Did you like my tacos?
I loved your tacos, and I'm now not eating sour cream. I'm using the plain Greek yogurt.
Nice. Yes. Okay.
Plain Greek yogurt.
We had a switcheroo.
Plain Greek yogurt has a lot of protein in it. But then also, if I want a yogurt bowl in the morning, you can just add, I like to add like some stevia drops to it, and then I add vanilla extract.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a vanilla yogurt. Yeah. And then I add the berries. Same.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
sweet or savory.
Out.
I love jerky sticks. My favorite kind is chomps. They're like these little turkey sticks. Obviously, you can just up your portions of meat. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating chicken breasts, if you only have a 4-ounce portion, switch to a 5-ounce. You have more protein in a 5-ounce. Like, that's pretty obvious. What else? Fish. I love any types of fish. We have tuna packets you can have on the go.
Oh, yeah. Tuna packets are good.
Some people hate it. And if you hate it, don't eat it. There's just simple ways that you can up your protein. And it just has to do with making sure you're getting protein in at every meal. So if you're used to having oatmeal in the morning.
I just made oats, overnight oats. Like, I was going to say, this is like, I like oatmeal, but it's like, it's not enough. So I make overnight oats. I mash 2 bananas in it. I do 2 scoops of protein powder.
There you go.
And I do 2 scoops of collagen. And then it's about like 2 days worth of protein, or of, you know, my protein oats. And then I add cocoa powder and cacao nibs. It's like chocolate goody goodness mixed with like a banana bread, and it's oats, and it's protein filled, and it will actually fill you up. And I can still add my nut butter on top.
Yep.
And my plain yogurt on top. Little cinnamon dash. Ooh, baby.
That's literally it's the exact good. Thing I made this weekend.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I have it in my fridge right now.
But I do add chia seeds.
Oh, I had chia seeds too. I forgot that.
Chia
They're
seeds, great in omega-3s. You got more fat in there too. Okay. That's my protein tips.
Ooh.
Any more questions for me before you start?
I don't think so, because we have mutual questions coming
yes,
at the end.
We do.
Go oh my God, it. Am I going? Okay,
you're going.
My
Let's
journey
hear it.
Now. So I grew up playing hockey and lacrosse. I think I've talked about that a little bit, but my journey as an athlete, I was really, really skinny. I could not keep weight on. It's kind of my family too. We just kind of have that in our genes. We're thinner, and that's lucky and all, but I always was very small. I ate like a freak. I ate more food. My parents were like, "What in the hell is going on?" I ate nonstop, could not gain weight. I did not gain weight for like 8 years, and I just kept getting, you know, going bigger in the, or well, getting smaller, I guess, or the same size, because I worked out and ran so often in lacrosse, but I was with bigger girls is what I was trying to say, as they grew and I couldn't grow. Lucky for me, I've been really, really blessed with the mindset and eating that I have just kind of taught myself how to intuitively eat, and I haven't struggled with disordered eating or eating disorders in my past, which I'm so, so lucky for.
I'm honestly very surprised, because you went to ASU.
And I was going to mention that too, because that was when I like checked myself for a second, because I was like, holy shit. When you're around and surrounded by people like that, it kind of skews with your mind. Anyway, so went from, you know, high school, like literally I had an issue a little bit in high school where I'd work out at hockey, I would go run for lacrosse, and then I would go to Lifetime and work out again. It was like, it kind of was bad at that point. That's not disordered anything. That's just like way, way overdoing it. And that still counts as not being right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds disordered to me.
It was disordered, but not with eating, is what I was saying.
Okay.
So I just was overdoing it with a workout. I grew up drinking protein shakes with my dad. My dad was a bodybuilder. Like, when we bond, it's when we're active. My mom's sibling had an eating disorder, and so it kind of trickled into her thinking. So she was always, you know, calling out, you know, oh God, I like feel kind of big today. Oh, I think I overate. So like, I'm sure it's ingrained in me, but I've been lucky that it didn't take over. Anyway, going into college, you know, you eat like crap. I would eat toppers like nobody's business. But luckily, my metabolism was still really, really high and still tends to be fairly high. But I was eating and not feeling good. I would have headaches and migraines, and I wasn't drinking enough water, but I wasn't recognizing what was missing. And nothing really happened. There was no like turning point until I stopped drinking so much and stopped caring about like what I looked like and what I felt like more so. So it just started to change when I started noticing like the habits of other people. I'm like, oh damn, she looks really good and she's healthy sized. She's not little, you know what I mean? She's not scrawny. She works out. She likes to move. She's really happy and upbeat. Like, what is that person doing? And that was a lot of my friends. So I just started copying what they did, because I'm telling you right now, nobody's body is the same. Everyone's body is going to process food differently. Everyone's body is going to take working out differently. But if someone is, you know, semi-similar to you and they have good eating habits, why not see if those work for you? I started changing what my breakfast was. Like, it went from literally Eggo waffles. What the heck? Don't eat those. What the heck? People.
Oh,
it's I love them, but add on to them. Plain Eggo waffles. Come on. To adding on, here I come, peanut butter, bananas on top, having greens in my smoothie in the morning. Like, I have a problem getting in greens. That was my number one thing that I had to figure out, because that is a struggle for me. What I do, 2 handfuls of spinach in your smoothie. I swear to you on my life, you will not taste it. Put it in there. It looks creepy. Your teeth are going to look weird after. I don't give a crap. Floss.
There's
okay?
You guys, there's a candid, straight candid moment on our highlight reel of Sid with green, dark green, purple smoothie in her teeth. She sent me the funniest Snapchat. She just slowly, creepily smiles, and I screenshot it. And guess what? I put it on our Instagram. So it's
so
there.
What? My neighbor saw me like that. Okay. Jesus. I'm just kind of running down my list of like, I more so instead of like my full story, I just wanted to give you what I got from my learnings. You know what I mean? As I go, because when you get into college, you start cooking for yourself. I didn't have the dorm, so I didn't even start doing that. Like, I didn't have any of that food. I went right into an apartment, so I got to cook. Fast forward to Arizona. Let's just say the eating habits there are not okay. I was not in a good spot.
The partying
habits. The partying habits, the things you're putting in your body. Once I realized that on a few days, I became, it normalized in my mind, I should say, that I was drinking more than I was eating. And that's when I started to realize there was an issue. When you're drinking more than you're eating because you can get more drunk and be skinny in your swimsuit, please, if you hear are hearing this and you've been there, realize that that is very unhealthy. Like, your liver is hurting, your brain's hurting, you're hurting your skin, you're hurting yourself, and that habit is not normal. The girls around me wouldn't eat, not all of them, but some of them, they would binge. They would eat really, really weird fast foods like Taco Bell and In-N-Out, and then like work out like by doing like 2 crunches, and like it was just weird, you know. And then they wouldn't eat for like 2 days and drink.
The
habits were just absurd. Yeah. And when I started thinking, oh, maybe that is normal, that's when I was like, I got to get out of here. I went home, whatever. So anyway, I'm just pointing out some things that I noticed that you pay attention to if you're thinking those things are normal. Mm-hmm. Always be eating. Listen to your mind and your body. If you're hungry, go get yourself a snack. I promise you it's not going to help you if you restrict yourself from having a snack just because you had a big breakfast. It's okay if you're hungry after your big breakfast. Have a few almonds. Those are really great in fat. Have an apple with almond butter and a little bit of salt on there. That'll make you feel good. It'll fill you up. It's really good for filling in your stomach. It's okay to eat. Not every time you eat are you adding fats and bad things to your body. It's okay to eat. Yes, wholesome snacks are the best, I wrote down. You need fat, good fat, avocados, you mentioned this, almonds, like these are things that actually will help you have a more well-rounded diet and body. Like you need those things in order to build muscle, in order to be toned. Listen to me, to be toned, you still need fat.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, it's interesting because back in the day when I was like restricting, mm-hmm. you look for things that were lower in calories, right? Everything I'm like low calorie. But now when you know how to fuel your body, you need that fat. It'll keep you full longer. It's really good for satiety. Your brain is actually made of fat.
Exactly.
And fat for women is so, so, so important because it actually helps regulate your hormones.
Exactly.
So, obviously people operate differently. Some people like higher fat and lower carbs. Some people like lower carbs and higher fat. Like, everything is so individualized. So any advice that you hear from nutritionists, from influencers, from Sid and I, just know that like your body reacts differently. So even if you see someone working out and you're like, dang, what does she do? And she starts telling you all of her meal plans, what she eats, what me and Sid are eating. Just know that like your body could react completely different. So yep. No matter what you hear, what you say, just know you have to figure out what works for you. And that's the only way that you're going to be successful.
Exactly. Yeah. I love how you put that. It's starting to figure out for yourself and for your own body. Like what's working? What in the kitchen, when I fill my plate, do I like to eat? And also after I feel satisfied, that's what you have to pay attention to. Also, don't always eat to finish your food. If you're full before you finish your food, stop eating. No one is going to shame you for having food on your plate. I had a really bad habit of that growing up. I always had to finish my plate and my drink, no matter what, always.
Isn't that funny that parents used to do that all the time? Because now that all this is coming up into light with, you know, kids developing eating disorders and binge eating, and there's just a lot more that plays into it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like our generation is going to be a little different. Let their kids eat intuitively, because you want to keep those habits when they get older. So don't try to tell people to finish their plate.
It's like, that's unhealthy. Yeah. Like you're eating probably and you're full and you're still eating. Like your brain's going to be like, why are you doing this to me?
I'm laughing. Me and Andrew just laughed at each other when we made that comment, because it is so weird to, like, me and Andrew, you know, sometimes we hang out for like 3 days straight, right? And we're eating all of our meals together. And I kind of made fun of him when we first started dating, because he'll like eat a little bit of his oatmeal and he'll leave like 4 or 5 bites at the end of the bowl and he'll stop eating. And I'm like not used to doing that. Like I do finish my things. Like I'm like, okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to finish it. And because I usually get full like 20 minutes after I eat. And that's like, that's just how my body works. And I'm like, Andrew, you're such an intuitive eater. And he is like, what? Like, what does that even mean? Like boys honestly do not understand this conversation, because I won't say all boys, but a lot of guys and children are just really intuitive. They're like, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat this, don't really care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It just depends on the person. Yeah. And a lot of it depends on what the people around you were talking about growing up.
Exactly.
In my opinion, which is a whole other episode that we're going to talk about family dynamics. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. But I think it plays into it.
Yeah. So for me, I literally love surrounding myself with intuitive eaters, because I'm like, I'm like, wow, Sid, like, wow, Andrew. I'm like, this is so cool. Like, it helps me kind of get better too.
Exactly.
So it's just a weird little observation I had.
I love it. I have 4 more tips, random tips I'm just going to blurt out. And then we have some listener questions that we want to answer together.
And I have a few more points that you talked about that I want to make too.
Okay. So, amazing. Bread isn't bad. I eat bread every day. You don't need to cut out bread if you don't feel it is necessary. If you like bread, and bread is your little treat, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like if you're like, ooh, I like that carb a lot more than I like these carbs, you can eat bread if you're not gluten intolerant. I was like, I feel like I have to keep adding all these little things in. But just take it with everything we say, take it for your own self and your own body. But I eat bread every day for breakfast. I have a whole English muffin and I have avocado on there. And then I have my smoothie on the side. Your smoothie doesn't have to be your one and sole option for breakfast. Like if you want to eat more than just a smoothie, eat more than just a smoothie. If you're hungry, you need to be eating. Whole foods are always going to be better for you. Okay. I'm just looking at things. If you want to build muscle, you have to heavy up and switch up your workouts. That's what it's something I was going to mention. You need to go heavier on the weights if you want to build muscle. So I'm going to test this too. And you need to lower your cardio if you're, you know, burning quite a bit of fat and different carbs. Well, I was like, what she pointed at Andrew again. But I keep watching you point. So I'm like, what am I
missing?
Wrote
Andrew, what did I get? I just wrote Andrew a workout plan.
Oh, you did?
And he's trying to gain muscle. And he just does all these HIIT workouts. I'm like, stop.
It's weird because you'd think like, okay, you're better off like, no, keep doing those HIIT workouts. I'm doing 100 squats today.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, actually you only really need to do like 25 squats with heavy weights and you'll build muscle. It's weird.
I also, just because I said that, because girls are probably like, wait, what? He's gaining muscle and you tell him not to do HIIT workouts. Like, well, I should do HIIT workouts because I want to lose weight. And that is false. So I have to make that clarification, because the reason why Sid was saying lift heavy because it helps your metabolism is it's true. The more muscle you have, the faster like your resting metabolic rate is. So that does not mean that women, you should skip weights in the gym. So what I'm saying is, sure, you can add some HIIT workouts here and there, but that actually puts a lot of stress on your body, raises cortisol levels. The more high, the higher cortisol is, actually the faster your body holds on to fat. Even.
Right.
So that's why it's so important to kind of keep your, like, your mind at ease. You're not putting too much stress on your body. So that's why the HIIT workouts, not every day. I'm sorry. It's not good for you. You need to lift heavy. You need to focus on muscle imbalances. You need to have individualized workouts.
Yes.
And
it's a good time mentally for yourself. I even work at a fitness gym, and I do not do the workouts every single day. In fact, if I do them at all, it's now only two times a week, maybe three. Mm-hmm. But even if I do three, I'm like, whoa, that was kind of a lot. I need that mental time. What I was going to say was, what I've learned through all of this is mental health is the biggest piece. If you are mentally not there and you're like, you're fighting your own mental capacity, my workouts are bad, like, and you're telling yourself all these negative things, they will be. You have to manifest good things for yourself. Like, I'm kidding. I kid you not. When I let myself get overwhelmed and then I don't do the things I want to do, like read or go see my friends or, you know, take time for myself, I get behind on other things too. You need to have that mental balance. And that is when you can stem off into, you know, okay, I ate well today. I had a good workout again. Like, it's hard to explain and put into words, but it's like, you're going to put yourself back if you're cutting back on your mental health needs first.
Well, yeah, emotionally, I mean, and also like scientifically,
yeah,
when you're stressed, your body doesn't react right. Your hunger cues are off. Your hormones are off.
You hold fat.
Yeah, it's actually like proven that, yes, you do need to relax. And like with this mindful muscle program that I've been doing with Vanessa, it's interesting because what I've been doing every day is I've been meditating and yoga. Next day, I lift weights. The next day, meditation and yoga. The next day, I lift weights. Mm-hmm. And this back and forth for me, while simultaneously just trying to relax, intuitively eat, let my body like crave what it wants, I'm like, oh, I look kind of fire right now. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, what's going on? I'm not even working out every day or working out as hard. And it's literally because we're keeping cortisol levels at bay.
The relaxation is there. You're working out when you need or want to, not need to, in quotes, because you really just don't ever need to be working out. You guys, you will and can look good by doing meditation and stretching and moving your body. Just start moving your body. Your body will tell you when, oh, that was too much.
Yep.
But remember that there's good soreness, and a lot of it is good soreness
for
too.
For sure.
Final things. We're busy as hell, so mental health needs to be the number one priority. That's why I say that, because a lot of people ask us, how the hell do we balance all the things we do while simultaneously working out, teaching classes, you know, like knowing what to eat, having time to eat, like,
how do you have a full-time job and a podcast and coach and do what you do? How do you do it?
I have very strict schedules that I live by because it makes me feel better. I'm a control freak. I'm a total type A.
You like routines.
I like routines.
I do too.
So when I wake up, I leave time in the morning where I can have my coffee and I have enough time to make breakfast. My biggest regret in college was I would never leave enough time before class to have breakfast, and then I would be running to class. I didn't have my coffee. I didn't have food in me. I'd get a headache. I wasn't focused in class. That just starts your day off on the wrong track, and I had a hard time getting back on track.
If you take anything from this podcast, I agree with waking up to have even 10 minutes to yourself, because
it's so important.
If you are running out the door, you're grabbing your coffee, you're eating in the car, oh my gosh, like, you're already starting your day off
like stressed
the fuck out.
Like, oh, I gotta go, gotta get there. Like,
even if I have to, like, this weekend I proctored. I shouldn't even explain what that is, but I was up really.
I'm like, don't even go there.
Oh my God.
We're gonna be like, why? They're like,
I'm bored now. I woke up really early. It was like a 5 a.m. wake up call. And I still woke up like at 4:30 so I could give myself time to sit at my counter and drink my coffee.
I love that you did that.
I don't care. Like, you need to leave that time. You need it.
My mom does it every single day, and it's her cherished time.
Yep.
And when she doesn't do it, she's totally tweaky. Mm-hmm. She's like, I didn't have my coffee at my time this morning. She gets all mad.
Maybe even like whip out your journal.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew's like, leaning forward. Like, I'm like, what does he have to say?
Okay. So to reiterate why it's important to give yourself time in the morning.
Yeah.
To exactly Sophie's point, she would wake up early and get to work on time and everything, and I'd show up on time and everything, but I was pissed off and I was irritated for the first 30 minutes, like setting everything up, just grumpy. And Sophie's just la 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 la, la prancing around the room, setting everything up with a big smile. I'm like, what the this is not fair. I'm pissed. And she actually takes the time to like get her mind right. And now she can start her day right.
You're a little sugar. God, that's I love true. Love.
I love. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. So sweet. Thanks, babe.
Little trick I was going to say. I put, what is it called? Collagen powder in my coffee.
Yeah.
Little sneak in of a little more protein. A little more in there, protein. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I use oat milk instead of, you know, regular milk because my stomach's like, what the hell? And oat milk is good fats. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to monitor that. I do a really good amount. I make a latte, not a splash of milk. Come on, sister.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
I like latte. I like that light looking. Have a treat if it makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. Because like Sophie was talking about with the Oreos, you will feel better if you eat that treat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just is, it keeps your, it makes you feel like you're not depriving, which is why I'm going back to macros. Sorry, guys. Which is why it was so nice to macro count, because 80% of my day, like, yes, it's important to have those whole ingredient foods where you're getting your micronutrients, your macronutrients. But then when it comes to allowing 20% of your day, which maybe is two cookies at night, right? And you keep, you're like realizing like, oh, I'm still hitting the goals because of the equation of calories in, calories out, the balance of macronutrients, but you are able to have those cookies with absolutely no guilt. And that it was like the key with the macro counting. And macros, by the way, I guess I didn't really explain what they were. Macronutrients are carbs, fat, and protein.
Yeah, you're tracking those three.
Carbs have 4 calories per gram, protein 4 calories per gram, fat 9 calories per gram. So whatever you're eating, your macronutrients make up the calories for the day.
Yeah.
Every single thing you eat has carbs, protein, or fat.
I personally don't count macronutrients. I just don't feel it's necessary for what I do. And that's totally fine.
I don't count now either.
So if it doesn't count right now, it's just used to like get someone maybe back on track, or just so you can visualize like, okay, I'm eating like a piece of cake and it's still, yeah, I'm fine. So
it's just
transparently, I don't use it. But I know a lot of people that do, and they really do love it. And Soph is really great at explaining it to people and helping people get on track with that too. Water all day is another thing. You need to be drinking water. The minute you feel dehydrated and get a headache, as Andrew and Soph both take sips,
I was like, oh my God, I haven't drank water in 2 minutes.
I'm parched. You get parched, you get grumpy, your head hurts. It's a downward spiral. I'm just trying to think of all the things that we do every day that are like, routine stuff. We need that. Like, write things down. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm whacking your mic. And I know I was just trying to think of what I haven't gone over. I'm sorry. I'm like all over rambling, like city, like all over the place. Like, sit.
No,
chill.
I like it.
It's good though. There are points that people need to hear.
And I could keep talking. Like, do we want to go into questions, or can I talk about metabolism for a little bit? Do we want to talk about, I also really like how you put details in, like with, you're like, I put collagen in my coffee. I like doing this, doing that, because people love details.
People love the little dirty.
They're like,
geeks.
Well, okay, you said you had coffee, but like, what do you put in it?
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I just thought something that Soph and I are both very obsessed with as well. Activate the muscle group that you are going to work in your workout. Do you know what I'm about to say?
Sure.
Like when you're like a lot of people say it as like, oh, you got to do a warm up or something. Mm-hmm. The warm up is an activation of the muscles that you're going to use. Think about that. Like if you're doing a leg day, do a few bands, do a few, you know, body squats. You know what I mean? Get your body stretched out, get the glutes a little warm, and then go in for your heavy squats.
Yeah.
Activation warms the muscle, gets the blood moving to that area, and then do the heavy lifting. I feel like for somebody who like doesn't, you know, lift as often, or you're wanting to get into lifting, that's something important to know.
Yeah.
Like warm-ups are important because it activates the area, gets it warm, and then go lift, because that's when you're gaining that muscle.
Yeah, definitely don't just go right up to the barbell.
Oh yeah, I know, but people don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you haven't been there, I wouldn't have known that originally.
It's funny because I see a lot of people at the gym, they think a warm-up, they'll go on the treadmill for 10 minutes, which is fine. Like that's a great warm-up. But then they go lift, right? You need to go to the treadmill, 10-minute little warm-up, 10-minute sweat, and then do those activation exercises. So, like, if you were to do a back squat, grab a band, do some banded squats, do some banded sidewalks, do some banded glute bridges on the floor. So
fire hydrants, kickbacks. Exactly. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, I guess since we've talked a lot about food, sorry, I just hit this cord. Since we talked a lot about food, we can talk a little bit about workouts and how to go about it. If you're, let's say you're a woman and you have been restricting in the past, you've done a lot of HIIT workouts, you do a lot of cardio, you're trying to track your calories and you're eating low calories. I'll say this right now, your metabolism is shot. So it's okay. The good thing is you can reverse
that. I was going to say, yep, you can come out of that. Remember, everything and every state that you're in right now, you can get out of.
Yeah.
And you will. So don't worry.
So if you're under eating and you're still doing cardio and you're working out, doing those HIIT workouts, and you're not seeing any changes, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is eat more and lift heavy.
Snack, snack, snack.
There's obviously more to that, but like that is the basis of all things nutrition, all things workouts when it comes to building muscle, is you need to kind of go through like a reverse diet for a time period, just to kind of get those calories back up. So your mm-hmm. body, your body understands that you're not in a starvation mode, and it doesn't think, okay, I have to hold on to all the food because she doesn't eat a lot. He's yeah. not eating a lot. So I'm going to hold on to this food because I know I'm going to work it off later. You have to trick your body. So that means eating higher calories, letting your body get in the habit of knowing that those calories and that energy is there for you, cutting down on the cardio and lifting weights. And that mm-hmm. is like the key if you're trying to like up your metabolism. And that just means your maintenance calories are higher. So you can eat more throughout the day without gaining weight. So if you see those people, like usually bodybuilders, and it's usually dudes because they have a ton of muscle. They're like, how do they eat all that? And they're literally so thin. It is because they have a high muscle mass uh-huh. and they don't restrict their food.
Exactly. And you're asking right now, I'm sure, what the heck am I supposed to eat then if this is the way I'm supposed to do it? Think whole foods. Think not the place, I'm talking the foods, like chicken, your veggies, your fruits, your pastas, like, you know what I mean? Like breads, like things like that are whole foods. Lean away from the processed foods. You know what I mean? And you can still eat those if you want. If you want a treat, if you want to mix those in, if you want a snack, whatever. Those are just, they have more chemicals. That's why I say get away from them. More wholesome foods. I always use Pinterest. It's my best friend. I'm like, healthy snacks. Boom. Yeah. All these snacks come up and they're like creative. And you're like, what?
My
what with the apple? Oh.
You sent me that salmon bowl thing, and I made my own version of it, and you were my inspiration. You got it from Pinterest.
I'm crying.
You got it from Pinterest, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pinterest, high protein meal, healthy dinner. Like literally it gives you, it's thousands of ideas on there, you guys. It's huge.
My tip too is like, I agree with Sid to a certain extent with like eating whole foods, but maybe just focus like those three meals, healthy, whatever, you know, healthy whole foods. But like I said, 80% of your day, whole foods. We got micronutrients in there. We got some greens. We got some protein. We got some healthy fats, healthy complex carbs. But then don't stress about 20% of your day.
Yeah.
20% of your day, like Sid said, add in some processed food, add in a cookie, add in a piece of cake. It's not going to set you back if you've focused your other meals around those ingredients. But I also want to mention, okay, sorry.
I was just going to say, the only thing I was thinking about that is higher chemicals. I was more thinking of like Ho-Hos, Twinkies, things that shouldn't go in your body because they're so high in chemicals.
You can eat a Twinkie with three meals and still lose weight though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you can. I'm just telling you right now that my habits have been,
yeah,
I eat chocolate like it's nobody's fucking business. Mm-hmm. I eat quesadillas like it's nobody's business. Yeah. For dessert, I'll have like three quesadillas. Yeah. You heard me right, with hot sauce. But
if I tell myself I can't have a Twinkie, guess what?
You're going to want one.
I'm going to eat 10 Twinkies.
See, I'm a salt tooth, so it's easier for me to say. I'm just saying, if you can steer away from chemicals, get away from
them. And you don't have that restrictive mindset.
Right.
And that past that I have. So, right. Like, I have to tell myself, like, if I want a Twinkie, I can have a fucking Twinkie.
Hell yeah, you can.
Because I just, but so, like, that's what kind of is so cool, I think, about this conversation, too, mm-hmm. is we're coming from different backgrounds and different little T traumas, right? So, there was one more thing. Oh yeah. So the dieting and the whole foods and adding in some, you know, processed foods here and there and saying that you can eat a Twinkie and lose weight, right? So I see a lot of people going on paleo diets, keto diets, all that stuff, right?
Oh man.
Which is okay. But you notice that when you have someone doing like a keto diet, which means you're eating a lot of high fat. I was talking to Andrew's roommate about this and I was kind of getting like, you know, clenching my butt cheeks, wanting to tell him not to do it. But he was saying he was going on a high fat diet, not eating carbs. Okay. And the thing is, you can go on any fad diet you want, including high fat diet, One, the restriction is the issue. But two,
that's what I was going to say.
But two, you don't even know if it's going to help you lose weight because you're eating high fat. At the end of the day, if your calories and macronutrients are higher than the energy that you're, you know, energy in versus energy out.
Oh, you're,
if your energy in is higher than your energy out, you will not lose weight.
No matter
what.
So
if you are eating,
no matter what,
if you're eating high fat and you think you're eating all healthy foods, no Twinkies throughout the day, guess what? You're not going to lose weight for energy in is higher than energy out. So I'm like, that's why I like macros, is because it is proven your body will know to lose weight because your energy in is less than your energy out.
Boom. I like that. I like that we have different backgrounds that we bring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. It's more so for me, I think, like I don't consider a cookie a processed food. I don't know why.
Twinkies processed, cookies not.
Whatever. I think if anything comes in a blingy like box,
like a wrapper,
I'm like, oh, that's scary. I'm like, I just don't want to put that in my body because that's heartburn for me. Yeah. Also, I forgot to mention that I've had a lot of stomach issues growing up. Now they fluctuate with stress, and they, you know, I'm like, I get sick off foods. Like I can't eat certain food groups. Like there's things that just make my stomach, you know, like so angry, and it happens to be processed foods, which I'm very blessed for, because even the thought of a Twinkie in my mouth is giving me heartburn. I'm dead serious. It's like the chemicals, my stomach, my body is like, get out of here. But let me tell you,
my mouth is watering.
I know you're like, she's watering, I'm puking, but gosh dang it, I love cookies. So it's like, I just don't consider them processed. Anyway,
she does love cookies.
I'm giving some context to my thoughts.
She does love cookies because every time I come over here to podcast, I look in her treat corner. She has like a treat corner.
I know. Oh,
in
it's
her
empty
kitchen,
right now. It's so sad.
And I'm like, is it banana bread? Is it an oatmeal cookie? I get so excited. And yeah, the last time I was here, she knew she didn't have any treats in her treat corner. So she put out peanut M&Ms for me. Like, it's just, I just love it.
It's like I'm prepping for Soph. Yeah. Soph's coming. Oh, I need to get my treats ready.
I know. It's so fun.
You know what we should do? Should we jump in a few questions that people sent in?
Let's do it.
That way people can get
them. We're kind of getting back to candid cues. Mm-hmm. So
we always kind of have them in there, but we forget to ask them from the listener's perspective. So, okay. So let's look here what we got. We've wrote a few down. I'll read the first one. My sister cut sugar and lost a lot of weight. Should I also cut sugar?
So personally, from my little T background trauma, I say no. It's restrictive. You're going to end up maybe cutting that sugar Monday through Friday. You're going to go off the walls on Saturday. Maybe you can handle that, but I'll be honest, it's still restricting. You don't feel like you're living a balanced lifestyle, and everything in moderation.
Exactly. I say absolutely not. Wholesome ingredients are going to get you to health and wealth, my sisters. I'm not kidding you. Just eat wholesome doesn't mean cutting out sugar. Maybe you can cut back on sugar, but it depends on how your body feels and what your body's telling you. So listen to that. Real quick, thoughts on dieting. Oh, the next question. Oh, literally this goes into this. Dieting, it worked for my friend, but I get headaches when I do it. Should I choose another diet?
Headaches from like all the diets he or she goes on?
I think so. Okay. Just like, or it sounds like what's happening is our main point. They're restricting. Diets cause restriction. If you would like to try a diet because it worked for someone else, like, and it's great if it worked for somebody else and you can maintain that type of eating for however long, but a lot of people kick back and it doesn't end up working in the long run. Dieting for me, I'm going to tell you right now, just don't.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth the work you have to put in and the mental capacity it takes and the side effects that you might have for cutting out food groups that you've never cut out before. No.
Yep.
No for me.
And all I'm saying is, yeah, it maybe worked for someone else, but have you looked at that someone else 6 months down the road? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. There's a lot more going on than people just going on a diet and losing weight.
Exactly.
Next question. How do I even start? How do I stay motivated?
On the fitness journey.
Probably fitness. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like this one.
I do too. We can unpack it.
I definitely say, if you are trying to stay motivated and start, don't go balls to the wall on the first day.
Nope.
No matter what, like if you're like, oh my gosh, like I don't feel confident in myself, I'm going to go on this fad diet and start this workout program on Monday. That's going to be a burnout. So try to start with small sustainable habits. Like, I don't know, maybe you do a 20-minute workout and 10-minute meditation, and you start doing that every single day. That's all you're changing. Okay. Maybe for your food, all you're switching to is adding greens to each meal.
Mm-hmm.
I love with any sort of, if you're starting anything in the food journey, rather than taking something away, like taking or cutting out sugar, what if you add in things? So add in greens, add in protein. That's what my answer is.
Oh, I love that. I feel like I kind of was just going to echo that, because it's just like, yeah, add in the greens. That was my first struggle. And that's what I'm tackling right now still to maintain that. And that's the one thing I'm focusing on. I'm not taking anything out. I'm not cutting back on anything that I'm doing already. Yeah. Just start by also remembering that meditation is a mental workout and that you need that too. So I kind of echo what you say. I feel like that's kind of both what we would guide someone to do.
All right. So keep submitting those candid cues. You can just DM us at any time. And we'll just try to answer each episode.
You guys, we are here to help you. So send those questions in. We'll assist. We'll get it live. We'll talk about it. We want to guide you. What we know is just tucked away in our little, you know, safe havens up here. Yep. So you got to ask us to get it pulled out sometimes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I can only know so much.
And I know you guys are welcome, just to let you know, like DM me on Instagram if you have questions. I might be taking clients again soon if you're ever interested. And check out Sid's workouts at Alter. We love a good HIIT workout, like once or twice a week.
Ayo. And if you ever have any tips or anything like that, I'm probably going to start doing some live workouts just to get people moving. So
can you
stay tuned.
Can you please coach on Wednesday?
I work my 9 to 5. I can't. I know. I'm like, I have no more flexibility with that. But people, find us. Straight Candid at Straight Candid Podcast. That's on Instagram. You go ahead and email us. You type those little tippy tappy fingers to us at straightcandidpodcast at gmail.com.
At tippy tappy fingers. Tippy tappy tippy 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 tappy.
We're getting totally ADHD.
That was kind of good.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here again. You go, that's kind of good. I'm like, goodbye. Fitness journeys, they're all unique.
Yep.
And remember that yesterday is done for. The now is in front of you. And tomorrow you can't predict. So just feel good and do it your way.
Love it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You can keep that live for a second. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating a little. I got a little sweaty.
I've been telling Andrew to keep the last like couple of seconds of the podcast
because I get a little sweaty
because it's funny because it's candid.
Yeah.
Every single time. Oh, my God. I got sweaty and it is killing me. And I just
feel my butt cheeks right now.
please keep it in because Sid literally said it again.
Oh, Jesus. Hey.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.